some gas on. Yep, I said it, ooh. Yep, I said it, ooh. Yep, I said it, yep, I said it, ooh. Yep, I said it, ooh. Yep, I said it, ooh.
From the streets, racism to the church. I'll tell the truth to you even when it hurts. Tell no lies, no cap, no perk. Came out my mouth, then the truth, what you heard?
Yep, I said it. You are now locked in. So, yep, I said it. The truth zone.
Yeah.
You don't want the truth, don't ask. Yep, I said it.
Yeah.
Yep, I said it. Said it.
What's up? Welcome to Yep, I Said It with me, your host, Dr. ADT, All Day True. Today, I want to talk to y'all about doggy bags. Black folks, y'all got doggy bags all wrong. For y'all out there that don't know what a doggy bag is, when you go to the restaurant and you have leftover food and you put it in the container to go home, that is considered a doggy bag. Now, the definitions say that the doggy bag is supposed to be for the food that you take from the restaurant, supposed to be for your dog, but that's not the case. A lot of times, it's your midnight snack. But my question I want to pose today is, why is it every time black people are invited to dinner, whether it be a birthday party, Thanksgiving, a work luncheon, whatever, wherever there is food, why do black people come expecting to take home a doggy bag? I don't know about y'all, but it make my stomach turn. If the host doesn't invite you to take leftovers, it's not yours to take or to even offer anyone else. Black folks. Black folks are the only ones that I've seen with this behavior, okay? But I'm sure some white folks out there as well that do this same thing, especially y'all other melanated people as well. Y'all probably do this same thing too. But let me help you out. Let me help you out. When you invited to someone's house for dinner, act like you got some manners. Didn't your mama teach you anything, or did you get that ratchet behavior from her? Y'all, learn to show up for dinner like the white folks, on time. Black people invented the saying, like everything else we invented. But I ain't the one to gossip, but y'all did hear it from me. CP time, color people time. This means arriving late, 15 minutes to an hour. When black people say that they're leaving out, it really means I ain't left yet. And when they say they're around the corner, it means they just now left the house and they'll be there about an hour, no later than two. Black people. Where is your etiquette? Let me school y'all. See, some of y'all just don't know better. So before I beat you down, let me help you out. If you continue after it with this ratchet behavior, then you're just ignorant and unlearned. Yep, I said it. I said what I said. I mean what I mean. Cake in your face. So for y'all that don't know what etiquette is your formal manners, your behavior when you are in a social setting. In that social setting, that is where your best behavior should be on point. See, black folks, a lot of y'all don't know about etiquette for real. Like, it's bathroom etiquette, it's wedding etiquette, it's eating etiquette, it's telephone etiquette. It's all these different forms of etiquette that y'all just blatantly disrespect. So black people, I'm helping y'all out today. Because you can be with an upper echelon looking for a doggy bag to take home. And they're going to be looking at you like, oh, they really can't be a part of this crew. So I'm about to give y'all a few little tips. I got six for y'all. Stop bringing people because you thought it was okay to bring them to the dinner party when they were not invited. When you go to that dinner party, that means your head was accounted for. So when you bring somebody else, you are taking away from somebody else. Number two, stop talking about the food while y'all are still there. Come on, how disrespectful that is. Wait till y'all go home. Get up on the phone and gossip like y'all normally do. Black people, RSVP. That means you need to fill out that little card or reply that you are coming. Stop just showing up. RSVP. Black folks, help with the cleanup. That's number four. Help with the cleanup. Number five, go home. Some of y'all overstay y'all welcome. After you fellowship, you eat, you fellowship, you talk, go home. Number six, and I'm saying it with passion as much as I can. If you bring something to the dinner party, whether it be drinks, chips, whatever, don't be disrespectful and say, oh, I'm taking my stuff home. Selfish. How you sit up there and eat the whole stuff and everybody else's stuff, but because your stuff is left over, I'm taking my pop home. I'm taking my chips home. Just selfish. Just outright selfish. Black people, I'm gonna need for y'all to do better. Stop showing up to people's house with your plastic Tupperware, asking for their aluminum foil and plastic bags so that you can take home food. What you fail to realize is that when you were invited to someone's house for dinner, okay, it was for you to come there, eat, and drink while you are there, not to take their food home. So now you want food there, and now you want food for when you go home. But you fail to take into an account that there may be six other people in that house that are looking to eat leftovers because they live there. So black people, I'm gonna need for y'all to do better. Stop expecting doggy bags. If the host does not offer, do not open your mouth to even inquire. Okay? So, I said what I said. I meant what I meant. Yep, I said it. And I said unapologetically. Black people, I'm banning doggy bags. Peace.
Yep, I said it. Thank you for tuning in with ADT. All Day True. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Dr_ADT. That's Dr_A.D.T.